Here it is, guys. Another week of Faith Without Walls, and I'm happy that I'm back. I mean, it's been a couple of weeks. I think I just missed a week last week. It wasn't intentional. I did want to record, but I think I just forgot or something. Last week I got busy. That's what happened. Wait, is this a countdown? 37, 36. What does that mean? Like, do I only have 15 minutes to get to the point? Like, that sucks. I mean, I could always just record my... Anyway, so I'm using a new software. It's kind of dope, but what it looks like is I just found some kind of countdown. And I'll have to figure that out. Because off to the side, it says 14 minutes. So I'm not sure what that is about, but don't worry, we'll get to the bottom of it. Yeah. Okay. That's it. I wanted to make this a new episode today about something that was on my mind. So recently I just deleted, not even just, I think it's probably been about maybe close to a month or a little bit over a month now where I have not had any, I deleted my Instagram. And when I deleted my Instagram, that left me with literally just a YouTube, which I do have a real YouTube and I have a bootleg YouTube, which I use for public comments. It's a fake account. You know, one of those Russian accounts, right? All right, I will stop. But it's a little fake account that I use exclusively for commenting on stuff, because I don't want to use my real account for commenting on stuff, because I don't want the algorithm to know what I really like, and I want the algorithm to think other stuff about my real account, the one I give people on job applications and stuff like that. So anyway, I deleted my Instagram account. And when I deleted my Instagram account, I found that, you know, now here's the thing. I like not having this account, but I do miss stuff. No lie. I miss stuff. I deleted Facebook. Man, I don't even know how many years ago. Let's just say several years ago, I deleted Facebook. And that was the last time I had a Facebook. That was my fake Facebook. Last year, now I had a fake Facebook last year, which I exclusively used for the work that I was doing. But I also had 2 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, a real Facebook. So, because I remember having the real Facebook with the fake Facebook, and that one went by the wayside first, and then but at that point I had already deleted it like twice, and then I came back for this one, and that was it. I haven't gone back since. So then I deleted the work Facebook. Now the work Facebook literally had my wife as a follower. It was under a fake name. And that was just because I realized it was, and it was under like a random bootleg email too that I had made, because I realized that Facebook was using my email address to find people who I was associated with. And then it would find through my wife people who I used to be associated with, based off of my email address, because of the way their algorithm worked. And the fact that I was using my real name back in those days, and Facebook would, all those people who, even if I just added my wife, it would find all those people and bring them back. And I ended up, back then at least, adding all those people back to Facebook because drugs. Facebook drug, it's a drug, if you know what I mean. So that said, I don't have a Facebook anymore. I don't have an Instagram. I still love Instagram. It's addictive. I'm not going to lie. And I like being able with Instagram to see all around the world in a matter of seconds. To me, that's just amazing. You can watch videos, all that other cool stuff. You know, the type of art you like, you can find it on Instagram and you can look at that for days on end and just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And it just is, it's nonstop. For me, I am in love with sunset silhouettes and it's just beautiful. So on Instagram, you can hashtag sunset silhouette and boom, you just keep going. So here's the thing about it, though. You don't just need Instagram to see sunset silhouettes. You can go to Google and find sunset silhouettes when you're in the mood to see a sunset silhouette. And that's what I do now, as opposed to popping up an Instagram and Instagram knowing based off of past behavior that I'm in the mood to see a sunset silhouette. When I think about it, I'll go to Google sunset silhouette and pop that bad boy in, and I'll spend about 30 seconds looking at some sunset silhouettes. That's going to be stuck in your head now. You're welcome. I deleted my Instagram. Now, here's the why behind all of this. Because I don't have an Instagram. I have a bootleg fake YouTube. I have a real YouTube, but I also have a fake YouTube. The real YouTube I just don't really use as I should. And actually, not even as I should. Because this conversation can include YouTube now. So I don't really use my YouTube. May delete it now. I have a fake YouTube. And I don't have an Instagram. I don't have a Facebook. Why? Here's the why. One word, algorithm. That's the why. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing that you have to understand. These platforms use an algorithm. You know, many people don't seem to really get this. And you kind of have to get yourself out there and dip your toe in the water to really begin to wrap your hand around what's happening and understand what's going on. And until you do, you just really can't really get it. So having been a creator and have for a number of years now, and having had a platform for a number of years now, I can tell you the problem that I have, the biggest problem that I have, is the algorithm. I deleted my platform, my Instagram, my Facebook, because underneath all of this, let's break it down. One, I hate that the algorithm is feeding me what it wants me to have. Joe, how does that even make sense? It's technology. Okay, let me be clear. I don't care what these companies tell you. They are liars. They lie because they do not want you to know the truth. They do have algorithms that can monitor your behaviors. Now, that doesn't mean that there's somebody looking in your window, seeing what you're doing. But that does mean that it's a matter of math, things that you click on, things that you hover over, things that you watch, how long you watched it, whether you liked it, disliked it, somewhat liked it, how you responded to these things. And these algorithms, these internet bots, if you want to call it that, this code keeps track of those behaviors. Same thing with Facebook, same thing with Instagram, same thing with YouTube. This little algorithm keeps track of all of these different actions that you've taken or behaviors. It takes these, it factors them in, and it assigns them to either your account, your IP address. Let's just say it this way, your digital avatar, your digital mini you. And from that day on, the internet for you will never be the same. Same thing with Google. This is the concept of creating a filter bubble. A filter bubble. So at the end of the day, what's happened is these algorithms have created a little bitty bubble that you, regardless of how you try to navigate the internet, you will always stay in this bubble. Or maybe when you get out, you're going to go into another little bubble. But you will never be able to navigate the internet like Ricky Bobby across town, who has created an entirely different filter bubble. So consequently, what we end up having is a limited ability to navigate the internet as appropriate. So you cannot search at a level that Ricky Bobby across town can search at, and he can't get the same results as you. Now, that's not on a literal basis, but that's but that's on a time by time kind of thing, you know, on a, that's not on a literal basis, but on a generally speaking. So keep that in mind. So I deleted my social media accounts. I deleted it because it grew frustrating. Time is running out. What is that? Why am I mean, here's what we're going to do. We're going to wrap this up. I got to figure that out. Maybe I'm live and I don't know it. I don't know, but we'll figure it out. So why did I delete my social media? Check out on the next one for more.